Greetings. In the name of Jesus this morning. I am thankful to be here and to worship with you, brothers and sisters, this morning. There's a brother that prayed this morning that we're here to hear from God, to hear what God has to tell us. And it probably jolted me a little bit, the responsibility of opening my heart and the words that I speak here this morning, because and I realize every other Sunday we're here to hear from God, and but it kind of stirred my heart and caused me to tremble before Him. And wondering if what I had was what God would have for me to speak. And then as Aiden was up here sharing, it seems like I was humbled a little more than that. Of the things that he spoke here, of the people that Jesus... The people that hung around Jesus, the people that Jesus loved, it was the lowly in heart. It was the ones that were needy. It was the ones that they didn't have big positions in today's society. And it goes with what I wanted to talk about here a little bit this morning. Strength in our weakness and our meekness, and basically in Hebrews 11 it goes through talking about the faith of those men, and in verse 33 it says, who through faith they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions. 34, it says, they quenched the violence of fire, they escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong, and waxed violent in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. And that phrase, out of weakness were made strong, is the few thoughts that I would like to share this morning. Seems like in today's society, it's a lot about strength. People are taught to develop strength in their minds and strength in their self-will, personality. There's a premium out there. There's a holding up of being strong. And the stronger we become in our personalities and our stronger willed, and I have here, then God becomes weaker to those who become stronger in their own self-wills. And it is... Jesus says in Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 19:20 says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. And I was just thinking of these things, as Aiden was sharing there, about the people that came to Jesus. Isaiah 40:29, it says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that had no might he increaseth them. Psalm 22:26, the meek shall eat and be satisfied, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Psalm 25 verse 9, the meek will he give in judgment, and the meek, or will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his ways. And as I was thinking along these these lines, I was thinking of the, I just looked up some of these men, Gideon, Moses, Abraham, what I found from them, it was, they were men of, they had weaknesses, they were meek men. And it's the people that God went to use. And I was just in my own life, as I examined my own life, I found a lot of areas where I have a lot to learn and to know more of this meekness. And so I have just a few scriptures here of some of these men. Gideon in Judges 6:14, it says, "And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am least in my father's house." And so we see his heart there that Gideon had. And the Lord said unto him, "Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man." In Moses, Exodus 3:10, we read about Moses said, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve upon this mountain. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou should take of the water of the river and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land." And here's the next verse I want. "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue." And back in 12, he says, or 11, he says, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh?" We see Moses' heart there of what he didn't come before God and have and start jumping or start. He came before him in who he was, and we see him coming as a needy man, as Aidan shared, that these drunkards and sinners came to Jesus. We see a similar heart in these men coming to as God came to them, of what their response was. And Abraham, Genesis 13:8, Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren." And I just so appreciate the heart of Abraham there. "Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, I will go to the left." And we know that there was probably Abraham would have certainly had a first choice there in his own heart, but he was willing to give it to Lot there. And then a few verses later there it says, "And the Lord said to Abraham, after that Lot was separated to him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." And he goes on making several more promises there. But that was God blessed that heart after, and not saying he wouldn't if he'd have picked it his own way, but just it was just appreciated the heart of Abraham there. And in Judges 4:14. It talks, let's see here. In verse 4 to 6, we see where Deborah called for Barak, and said unto him, Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw towards Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. I couldn't, that name there, I don't think I have that right. I wrote across and I can't see what I wrote. No. Anyways, and Barak said unto her, If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go. Again, we see a man that didn't highly esteem himself. He says, I'll go, but if you'll go with me. And in David's life, there's so much of that that could be said about that, his response to God. But in Psalms 8, verse 4, he says, What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? We also see the humility and the dependence on God when he slew Goliath. So David was I just see the heart of David there. Asa, the son of David, when he was out to battle, says, Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephatha at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee. And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art God, let not man prevail against thee. And she's talking about the them that have no power, and seeing his need as he goes, he's saying, we're going to rest on thee. And in Ephesians 3:8, we read about Paul. It says, Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And 2 Corinthians 12:10, Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. And 11:30, If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. So Paul recognized that when he was weak, that's when he of himself was weak, that's when he was strong. I would just like to read Isaiah 53. I wrote down here, Jesus, our greatest example of humility, and it's what we want to fashion our lives after. What we want to. Jesus was here. His whole message. This was talking about him and his coming and then he goes on in the Gospels there to that we see his life lived out. But I was just as I read about Christ there in 53, I was just reminded of the humility and the lowliness of Christ there. I'll just read that. Isaiah 53, Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire of him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. It seems like that verse spells out the humility of Christ in the things that he faced. And so I was blessed to read that, and we see that the way up, we've often heard these terms, but the way up is the way down. The more we disown the self, the more God owns us. The more we humble ourselves, the more God lifts us up. The more we turn our hearts from the things of the world, the more glory God reveals from heaven. If we lose our life, we will live. If we keep our life, we will lose it. Jesus was a great example, as we see there. He never exercised his authority. He was who he was, but he never took that. Never exercised his authority for his own defense or his own success. So as I spoke of these things, of these men, Moses, Joshua, these men were, we can say they had a lot of needs. They had their needs and they recognized them, and they spoke them to God as he asked them to do things. But at the end, they still did their things for God. And so I find in my own life that sometimes I want to back away, and because of my own needs and my incapabilities, I want to come before God and not do the things that we know that are before us that are right to do. But through all this, God is able. So God sees our weaknesses. He sees our needs way better than we see our own. But God still desires to work in us and to do things through us. And that's what I, in each one of those, as I was reading through those, each one of those, why those men went on with what God had before them, not because of what they could do themselves, but because of who God was. And those are the few thoughts I'd like to let with us here. I have a few scriptures here about God is able, in our weaknesses, God is able to still make something good and to help us. And Joshua 1:9, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Ephesians 3:16, it says that they would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, by his Spirit in the inner man. So we see here where God wants us to be in our place where we, in our own self-will, but after that, God wants to do the work in us. God wants us to be out of the way so he can do the work in us, is what I'm seeing here. Like in Gideon there, he said, and the Lord said to him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites. So after all that, God had, and same way with Moses, after these men had said who they were and how they felt about themselves, Moses in Exodus 3 there, he told Moses, certainly I will be with thee. And Asa there, God says, it is nothing with thee to help. It is nothing with thee to help. God, Paul there says, God less he says he's less than the least of all saints. But then it goes on to talk about the grace that is given. So Paul recognized that it was through God's grace that he was what he was. That's what I would like to say is that God is still able to work, that's the heart that God can work in, is if we empty of ourselves. Paul says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So Paul's not boasting of himself. He's boasting of Christ, which can strengthen himself. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So that's all that I have. I just see my own need as I look through this of trying to be more selfless and to recognize that God wants to work in us. He still wants to perform a work in each one of us. So I saw my need in those as I studied that. If anything here was shared that was contrary to the word, I would appreciate if you'd let me know. The Lord bless you.